KJAN Sports.
Time to check sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update is brought to you this morning by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs. Well, in high school baseball last night, the Cam Cougars jumped on top early, but a six-run fifth inning swung the game in favor of St. Albert in the Class 1A substate final in Clarinda last night, a game heard here on KJAN. As the Falcons went on to win it 9-5 to head back to the state tournament after a one-year hiatus. The Falcons scored a run in the top of the first on an RBI groundout by Cy Patterson. The Cougars answered right back with two in the bottom of the inning. Colby Rich had an RBI sac fly to center, and Lane Speaker scored on a wild pitch. The Cougars added another run in the third on another sacrifice fly from Rich to lead 3-1 until the fifth inning. The Falcons then found some offense in the fifth as St. Albert sent the entire order to the plate and brought home six runs on five hits. They loaded the bases with no one out, and Jeff Miller drove in a run with a single. Ryan Genero scored two on a double. Jeff Miller scored on a wild pitch, and Isaac Sherrill brought home two more with a single. The Falcons built on that momentum and loaded the bases again in the sixth inning with no one out and eventually scored two runs with two hits. Cam tried to inch back with a run in the sixth on an RBI double by Ben Tibkin. Joe Kaufman came in and struck out the side for the Falcons in the top of the seventh, and the Cougars headed to the final half of that inning, trailing 9-4. A couple of walks got Connor McKee and Jacob Holstie on board. Colby Nelson then grounded one towards second that turned into a double play. Lane Speaker dribbled an infield single that brought home McKee to make it 9-5. And Cy Patterson was then able to strike out Colby Rich to end the game. Cam ends another phenomenal season with a record of 15-3. Cougars head coach Dan Doherty said they were right there in the game and one bad inning cost them.
It was basically one big inning, six-run fifth. We went toe-to-toe with them. So, you know, their inning, you know, walked a couple, hit a couple. They found a couple holes, and next thing you know, they got six. So, and we come up in the bottom of fifth and hit a couple line drives right at people. So, yeah, that's just baseball. That's just baseball. But I told them we played well. They're third in the state, and we're not too far behind because we were toe-to-toe with them.
Coach Doherty said the future is still bright with a lot of talent back for the Cougars, but he'll also miss a senior class that's meant a lot to Cam baseball.
Yeah, I told him, you know, you've pretty much set the table. I mean, well over 100 wins in those 5 years, three conference championships, three district championships, three sub-state appearances, and one state appearance. You know, proud of what you brought to the program. They're going to be missed.
St. Albert improved to 21-1 on the season. They'll now wait to see who they'll play and when they'll play in the state baseball tournament. One of the 1A sub-state final games was pushed back to tonight due to rain, so they'll have to wait for the pairings until that game is played. In other finals last night in Class 1A sub-state finals at Carroll, Kingsley Pearson beat Logan Magnolia 9-5. In Creston, Martinsdale St. Mary's, an 11-3 winner over Mount Air in 1A. Also in 2A games last night, over at Neola, Trainer beat Kemper Catholic 3-1 to advance, while Des Moines Christian knocked off Panorama 3-2 over in Alleman in a Class 2A Substate 7 final yesterday. Also in regional softball action last night in Class 4A play, it was Carlisle defeating Harlan in three innings, 12-0 in the Region 4 final. And in the Region 3 final, Winterset advances with a 10-1 win over Norwalk. Well, some of the smaller class pairings are set for the girls' state softball tournament. In Class 3A, the state softball tournament gets underway next Monday. Creston is the number 8 seed. They will face off against top-seeded Albia in a 7 o'clock game on Monday night. Also, the first-round pairings for 3A include Humboldt against Mount Vernon, Davenport Assumption, the 2-seed, against Boyden-Hall Rock Valley. Williamsburg is the 3-seed. They'll face Algona in the first round. In Class 2A, North Lynn is the top seed. They'll face Ridgeview in opening action next week. Northeast will play Central Springs. Underwood is the 7th seed. They'll face off against 2-seeded Louisa Muscatine next Tuesday afternoon. And Ogden is the 3-seed. They'll face Mount Air. In Class 1A, the pairings have Collins Maxwell ranked number 1. Are seated number 1, and they'll face Newman Catholic to open up next week. Linville, Sully, and Wayne will battle in the 4-5 game. Newell Fonda is the number 2 seed. They'll face off against Lisbon in the first round. Clarksville is the 3rd seed. They'll face Akron Westfield to open up next week. Well, the Rolling Valley Conference announced its all-conference softball selections yesterday. Among the first team selections, pitchers Macy Emgarten of Exira EHK and Emily McIntosh of West Harrison. The catchers, Hannah Krause of Arweva. Infielders include Talia Schoen of Glidden-Ralston, Grace Kaufman of CAM, Shea Burmeister, and Cammie Waymire, both of Exira EHK. The outfielders include Chloe Gilgan of West Harrison, Allison Speaker of CAM, and Alex Niedermeyer of Woodbine, and utility picks Haley Cook of West Harrison, Marissa Speaker of CAM. Second team selections include pitchers Helen Riker of CAM and Cora McAllister of Coon Rapids Bayard, catcher Josie Gump of Glidden-Ralston, infielders Lexi Davis of Coon Rapids Bayard, Haley Reif of West Harrison, Maddie Holtz of CAM, and Sarah Shirky of Arweva. Outfielders on the second team include Alyssa Partridge of Exira EHK, Macy Snyder of Glidden-Ralston, and Grace Moores of Woodbine, and the utility picks Quinn Grubbs of Exira EHK and Jaden Smith of Arweva, Rolling Valley Conference, all conference softball picks. Well, Cleveland's players met Tuesday with owner Paul Dolan to discuss a potential name change for the team, which has been called the Indians for the past 105 years. Manager Terry Francona said the group had an honest conversation and he came away proud of how it was handled by all involved. Francona stressed that nothing has been resolved over the controversial topic. The franchise recently announced it was in the early stages of meeting with the community and appropriate stakeholders to determine the best path forward with regard to the team name. The Indians' move coincided with the recent decision by Washington's NFL team to drop the name Redskins, which had been the team name for decades. Cleveland removed its contentious Chief Wahoo logo from its game jerseys and caps. Fans, however, can still buy merchandise bearing the red-faced, toothy mascot that became a symbol of hatred to some and civic pride to others. Also around the baseball news, the Blue Jays front office has told its players that Pittsburgh and Baltimore are possibilities for where the team will hold games this year after Canada's government barred the club from playing in Toronto amid the coronavirus pandemic. That's according to Blue Jays outfielder Randall Grichuk. He says the players want to be in Major League Stadium, but have also been told their AAA affiliate in Buffalo is a possibility. Canada denied the Blue Jays' request to play at Rogers Centre because the regular season schedule would require frequent travel back and forth from the United States. The Dodgers have optioned infielder Gavin Lux and agreed on a one-year deal with pitcher Jake McGee. Lux arrived late to summer camp and has appeared in only a few of the team's intra-squad games. Chris Taylor and Kike Hernandez have also gotten starts at second base. McGee was placed on waivers by Colorado last week. Oakland Athletics left-hander A.J. Puck received an injection in his troublesome pitching shoulder and is likely to be sidelined for at least 2 weeks. The prize prospect had been set to pitch in the rotation. He's dealing with inflammation that also bothered him during spring training. Well, the NBA is to come back tonight with a very different look. There's no bench. The courtside broadcasters will not be courtside, and the stat crew will be doing their work inside what loosely can be described as an oversized hockey penalty box. Seating in the bench areas will be assigned with folding chairs set up on three rows instead of the customary two and spaced out several feet from one another instead of players sitting shoulder to shoulder as they have in the past. The league's marketing motto for the restart of the season at Walt Disney World is whole new game, and in many respects that's very true. The arenas that will be used for the exhibitions, the seating games that start July 30th, and then the playoffs that are scheduled for mid-August through mid-October set up much differently than usual, all with safety during a pandemic very much in mind. Well, the NFL Players Association has agreed to the league's plan to drop all preseason games for the 2020 season. Union also agreed to an 80-player roster limit for training camp instead of the usual 90. The players' union plan came during a conference call on Tuesday. The agreement between the union and the league came a day after the league made a proposal on not playing any preseason games because of the pandemic. The Players Association originally had sought no preseason games, and the league had reduced the exhibition schedule to 2 games. But on Monday evening, the NFL said it would eliminate those preseason contests and also would offer players 18 days for acclimation. That's up from 7. And the attendance will be limited to 25% capacity for the Indianapolis 500, and spectators will be required to wear face coverings at the greatest spectacle in racing. Indianapolis Motor Speedway can hold approximately 350,000 fans in the grandstands, suites, and the infield, but officials said last month only 50% capacity would be admitted for the August 23rd race. That number was adjusted yesterday. Tickets will not be sold after Friday. Among the precautions the Speedway will take is reassigning seats for social distancing, distributing hand sanitizer, and administering temperature checks at entry. Concession stands also will be limited to mostly prepackaged foods. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.